While sleeping careless on the brink of an eternal woe, I felt the touch of Jesus' love, and though it charmed me so, calling me, thy dying love has won my heart. I yield, O Lord, to thee.
How many times when two people have been dealing with a controversial issue and the agreement did not seem to be forthcoming immediately, have you heard the statement, "You just wait and see"? Or they might say, "Time will tell." It is true. We can wait and see if we live long enough, or we can also see if time will tell, and I'm sure it will. But let me give you a scripture from Job, and I would like to know what you think about it. When I looked for good, then evil came unto me. And when I waited for light, there came darkness. Job 30:26. Waiting for light is often proper and wise, but the thing can be overdone. It is true that light follows darkness, but by waiting too long, gross darkness also sets in. Altogether, too many people are unwilling to face the real issues of life and death, and consequently, they delay under the false pretense that they are waiting for light. We are reminded that while waiting has its legitimate place, it also has its perils. Now, let me bring our subject into better focus, or get to the point. Consider your spiritual needs. Are you in personal contact with God? Have you a present and full salvation? Are you born again? Have you experienced the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Or have you decided to just wait and see who is right in this matter of serving the Lord? Well, really, what are you waiting for? A more convenient season? That was the excuse Felix had. Listen. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24:25. Do you think that was a wise decision for one of such great authority to make? What was he waiting for? He may have claimed for more light, but it is very likely that darkness overtook him. Is that what he was waiting for? Is that what you are waiting for? Search the Gospels as you will, and I venture to say you will find no place where Jesus said to anyone, "Follow me next year, next month, or even tomorrow." No, for Jesus would be saying, "Follow me," in the present tense, imperative, right now. It was action he called for in that oriental land where delay was often commonplace. And, dear ones, it is action he is calling for today. Here is a good example. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. I would say they didn't wait very long, wouldn't you? Straightway means to do something right away without delay. Can you imagine what Jesus would have done if Peter and Andrew would have said, "Well, we will follow you, but wait until we catch a few more fish"? It is very likely Jesus would have passed on and found others to be his disciples who were ready to follow him at once. The person who says he is waiting for light too often is ignoring the light he already has. He shuts his eyes, so to speak, and wonders why he cannot see. Some folks point out certain professors in the congregation whom they have no confidence in. This may be true, but what are they going to do? Wait and see? Think what is going to happen to those who are waiting to see. Darkness will overtake them. If they do nothing about their own salvation, they too will be lost. Little consolation will that afford them just to see some professor lost. They will also go the way of the hypocrite. But let me go back and pick up another time when this straight way appears in the Bible. Here Jesus was speaking, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Matthew 21:2-3. I believe the disciples went right then and found the ass and the colt, as Jesus said. And I believe they brought them without delay. I was taught in school that a straight line was the shortest distance between two points. I don't suppose that has changed any. There is no denying the fact that certain points are sometimes widely separated, but in getting from one point to the other, a straight line should be followed. And thus it should be with our experience. We should move on from victory to victory in a straight line. Dear ones, if you are not where you ought to be in your experience with the Lord, set about to follow a straight line now. Move on from the seat of the scornful, the standing in the way of sinners, and walking in the counsel of the ungodly. It is true that time will tell, but often it is a sad story of neglect and loss which is told of those who waited too long to do the thing which they knew they should have done straightway. And now this poem. We've been praying for you. The hour for the service was passing away. The leader was pleading that ere he should pray, each would seek for a friend and invite him to come to the altar of mercy while yet there was room. A father sat waiting. He could not tell why, when his child came to seek him with love in his eye. Won't you come, Papa, please? He whispered, Oh, do, all day while at work, we've been praying for you. The father felt deeply how great was his need. The spirit resisted, continued to plead. 40 years he had walked in the pathway of sin. It was time with his child a new life to begin. He came to the altar and made the glad choice, and others soon followed, while Christians rejoiced. We shall find by and by, when the book shall be read, many souls into heaven the children have led. Oh, gather them early, call into the fold, the dear lambs of the flock for the shepherd to hold. The parents will follow, what else can they do, when the little ones whisper, We're praying for you. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. Cause the words to find receptive hearts and give victory through thine own word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the time you have spent in listening to this short gospel message. We hope you will feel the time has been well spent. If we may be of some spiritual help to you, be sure to let us know. You may address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. I appreciate so much those who have made it possible for us to continue this broadcast from week to week. We certainly feel indebted to those who have a love for the truth and We are certainly grateful to the Lord for His mercy and blessings in permitting us to fulfill this small service for Him and for souls. Here is a song, "Who at My Door Is Standing." The singers are Lynn and Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, who is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me. Be my calling, I will abide with thee. Lonely without thee standing, lonely within am I. While I am still delaying, will he not pass me by? Tones are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart, I hasten, thee will I open. Rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide. Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord bless and keep you in the center of His will, and a very cheerful goodbye.